Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. Telephone rang with Republic Broadcasting calling me just as I was putting the finishing touches on my Halloween costume. I'm going out dressed as a slug this evening, a sea slug. A white, pasty, unpleasant creature of indeterminable origin. And in case anybody misses the point, I'm going to have a sign around my neck saying, quite simply, Eric Huffschmidt. Can't think of a better costume to scare the hell out of people. That's funny. I just got an email this evening from someone expressing absolute shock that I had David Duke on the program the other night. They said, don't you know that Eric Huffschmidt has exposed David Duke as, oh, I forget how they put it, conscientious agent of the international Zionist conspiracy? Well, that's not true, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody of any sense knows that. But evidently there are still a few people out there who believe the work of this slug, this strange creature that inhabits the netherworld of the Internet. Kind of interesting because the same, you know, it's kind of interesting. People have said that 911 truth advocates brought discredit to the Ron Paul movement. I mean, you know, it's just these kind of implications that are made that just, it's an endless, endless thing, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I thought it was a damn good show with David Duke. Very informative. Well, folks, the race is tightening up in Pennsylvania and Virginia. Those are the states they were telling us Obama had the big leads in. I tell you what, I called Pennsylvania today to talk to some people I know. I talked to a woman who comes from a family of lifelong hardcore Democrats, Central Pennsylvania Democrats. The woman I spoke to is, quote-unquote, undecided. She said that with some stress in her voice, because she said, McCain scares the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. Well, I was more interested to learn what her sister, this lady's sister, thought about the election. And this lady's sister is a lifelong, hardcore, Republican-hating Democrat, a very proud Democrat, who's always said the Democratic Party's the party of the people. She has never voted, I am pretty certain, for a Republican in her life. But on Tuesday, she is voting for John Sidney McCain III. It's going to happen all over Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. So those of you who are worried about Barack Obama becoming president and turning us into a socialist police state, don't worry too much. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. But you're welcome to worry about it if you want. That's what makes things great, because we all have our perceptions, we all have our different takes on things, we don't always necessarily agree or disagree on things. The other night, for example, I personally disagree with David Duke's assessment of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the controversial pastor of Obama's church. I didn't bring it up, I didn't want to interrupt David. I mean, I could have interrupted David and said, oh, I disagree with you, blah, 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 but, you know, as I say, we all have our different perceptions of things based upon different experiences, different reading, differing acquaintances, etc. We are going to the break. When we come back, just a couple comments about a couple unrelated things, some things I found skimming through my files here. You're welcome to call in here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Quite- question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. The website for that newspaper, it is a weekly newspaper, can be found at AmericanFreePress.net. I'm always delinquent in not mentioning the website, which you can access, which contains a lot of my writings. This is not my personal website, per se, ladies and gentlemen, but it's administered by someone who handles the distribution of e-book versions of my various books. It's got a lot of good stuff up there. It's got a lot of my writings plus some other related links. You can go to michaelcollinspiper.com. That's just like it sounds, michaelcollinspiper.com. You know, folks, I was shuffling through some papers here, and I came across something I pulled out of the August 2008 issue of Vanity Fair magazine, published by the billionaire Jewish Neuhaus family, hardline Zionists of long standing. They were among the people who, quote unquote, convinced Senator Jesse Helms that he should go pro-Israel. Well, Vanity Fair had an article about the Hamptons. Well, if you've never heard of the Hamptons, that's an exclusive area on Long Island. Towns such as Sag Harbor, Southampton, Montauk. You may have heard of it. If you've ever been invited to any of the parties out there, good for you, because a lot of rich people with a lot of money to throw around for their friends are out there. I've never been invited out there. I don't have rich friends. But in any case, the reputation of the Hamptons is that, you know, it's the in place. A lot of people would say, oh, that's where all the rich WASPs, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants hang out. Well, it's interesting. In this particular little map, it says a map of prime Hamptons real estate. It's on the east end of Long Island. There are 9 specific owners mentioned. 9 specific names mentioned. Now let me go through this list of names for you. Mickey Drexler, Donnie Deutsch, Ron Barron, Reed Krakoff, Ira Rennert, Edgar Bronfman, Stephen Schwartzman. And then there's the White family farm. And then they describe another place as Pete Peterson's former house. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that 7 of these 9 names, I know for a fact, are very highly regarded and very respected figures in the American Jewish community. Powerful businessmen and their families. I don't know who the White family is. It says the White family farm. It was sold for $19 million. They don't say who it was sold to. And then Pete Peterson. Well, Pete Peterson, to the best of my knowledge, is a member of what the Jewish power elite refer to as the Goyim, the other, cattle. But what should be mentioned, though, is that Pete Peterson is in partnership. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I have a bit of a head cold here this evening. Pete Peterson is in partnership with powerful Jewish money men in handling the funds of many of the people in the Jewish power elite. So of these 9 names in this one part of Long Island, which is considered the prime real estate, Donnie Deutsch, Mickey Drexler, Ron Barron, Reed Krakoff, Ira Rennert, Edgar Bronfman, Stephen Schwartzman, 7 out of the 9 are people who go to synagogues. They don't go to Protestant churches. They're not WASPs. They're not white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. So this, to me, raises the question, if anti-Semitism, that is, opposition to Jewish people for whatever reason, and I'm not going to get into the debate over what Semitism and who are the Semites and who aren't, but generally, ladies and gentlemen, generally that term, anti-Semite, is used by groups such as the Anti-Defamation League to talk about opposition to Jewish people. If there is so much anti-Semitism in this country, ladies and gentlemen, as the Anti-Defamation League likes to tell us all the time, then why is it that Americans have gotten to the point where some of the prime real estate in this country, 7 out of the 9 properties in the most exclusive part of Long Island, are owned by Jewish folks? It sounds to me like these people that, as my friend Bill Grimstad, very talented author, has called put-upon plutocrats, if these put-upon plutocrats are so put-upon, why they have all this fancy real estate? I don't know. Just asking a question, ladies and gentlemen. Just throwing some facts out there. Now, I just can't resist this. Guess who has put his imprimatur on the silly story that the Bush family are Nazis and helped bring about the rise of Nazi power in this country? No less than John Loftus, the infamous John Loftus. He's a childhood friend of one of our regular callers, Dave from Massachusetts. They probably don't agree on too much anymore. If they ran into each other in the street, hell, that would be an interesting thing to see. But in any case, yeah, John Loftus, who has been a propagandist for Israeli interests for years, former Justice Department prosecutor in the infamous Office of Special Investigations, the OSI, John Loftus is trying to tie the Bush family to the Nazis. Well, that should tell you everything. You know, I don't like the Bush family, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm here to tell you, that's another one of those stories that's taken on a life of its own, tying the Bushes to the Nazis. I think if anyone wants to really be honest, we should look and see who the Bushes have really done the water carrying for during the last 25 years. And I'm here to tell you, it ain't the Nazis, despite what Jim Mars might tell you. No, that's not who the Bushes have been carrying water for. But again, it's interesting. It kind of just points in a direction of how information takes on a life of its own, and people want to believe it, even though it's not true. As I say, I have no brief for the Bush family. And again, you know, I heard the other night, excuse me, I'm really sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I sound worse than I feel. I heard on this network, listening to a rebroadcast of some program, I heard someone call up and make the affirmative declaration that Jewish bankers financed Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you once again for the record, the factual historical record. There was one, possibly two instances where Jewish money was put into the Nazi Party. The reason why that Jewish money was put into the Nazi Party was to block Adolf Hitler. That Jewish money was going to the internal opposition to Hitler within the Nazi Party before Adolf Hitler came to power. But you see how a given fact situation is distorted by people who are either ignorant or naive, or, in what I think the problem is, they are preconditioned to want to believe this. They want to believe that, oh, Hitler was really financed by the Zionists. No, ladies and gentlemen, Jewish money was put into the Nazi Party at one point prior to Hitler's rise to power, precisely to prevent Adolf Hitler's rise to power. That's the fact, ladies and gentlemen. James Poole's book, Who Financed Hitler, tells the story. And that is the story, ladies and gentlemen. Again, as I say, just the facts. Some people don't want the facts. Sometimes, as we all know, because we are listeners to Republic Broadcasting, the truth hurts for some people. But listeners to Republic can handle the truth. And that's why I'm bringing you the truth. Or I should say I'm bringing you facts. I don't want to say I'm standing here, sitting here, bringing you the truth. That sounds like something you'd get out of Eric Hufschmidt or Christopher Boleyn. No, I'm bringing you some just basic facts that present a completely different story from what we often hear from people who either don't care about the facts or don't understand the facts or just have their own little agenda and want to promote things. So that's what I'm here to tell you, folks. We are going to be going to a break very, very shortly here. And as I say, if you do want to call in here, the number to call is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I had a very interesting document on my computer, but I seem to be having a lot of problems with it, and I may not be able to bring you the information from that document tonight, so I'm afraid I'm having some problems with it. So that will be a problem. In any case, this is your opportunity to call in if you have something to say, if you want to give me hell for having David Duke on the program, or if you want to praise me for having had David Duke on the program, or whatever you want to talk about, up to a limit. Just so you don't talk the kind of stuff Eric Hufschmidt likes to talk about, because that would make this an X-rated program. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a few callers lining up here, and you are welcome to call in here. We will get around to talking to these callers. You know, talking about Adolf Hitler and the international bankers, there's so many people in the Patriot movement who, honest to God, firmly believe that Hitler was a tool of the international bankers doing their bidding in order to bring in a new world order. But listen to what – does this sound like someone – does this sound like someone who advocates rule by the international banksters and the Federal Reserve types? This is what Hitler said in April 20th, his birthday in 1923. He said, "The state is not a plantation where the interests of foreign capital are supreme. Capital is not the master of the state, but its servant. Therefore, the state must not be brought into dependence on international loan capital." And if anyone believes that cannot be avoided, then do not let him be surprised that no one is ready to give his life for this state. He said, "That greatest injustice, international loan capital, must be corrected because it still weighs heavily upon our people and upon almost all peoples." Well, that's very ponderous language translated into the English from Hitler's German. But isn't that interesting? That's the kind of language he used. Sounds like the kind of language I hear from Bill Steele and his video on the Money Masters, and from G. Edward Griffin and his book about the Federal Reserve. And Hitler said that the National Socialist Party recognized private property, private contracts, and private debts, but it refused to recognize public debts, the tributes imposed upon Germany in order to keep it in a state of perpetual bankruptcy. He said, listen to this, folks. He said, life is not a problem of financial speculations, but always only a problem of work. The folk community does not exist on the fictitious value of money, but on the results of productive labor, which is what gives money its value. This production, and not a bank or gold reserve, is the first cover for a currency. Oh, it goes on and on and on. I just think that's absolutely fascinating. And, you know, as I say, when you see these factual quotations, and I wish I could give credit to the person who put this together. I had received an email of it. You know, it just totally refutes the whole legend that Hitler was a tool of the international bankers working to bring in a new world order. You know, again, just another one of these myths that we have to contend with. I'm no expert on economics, of course, nor would I pretend to be, but I do think it's just more food for thought. You know, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, trying to sort out the facts from the myths, whether it's, you know, about any issue. Okay, we have a couple minutes before the break, it appears, maybe a minute or two, so I'm going to go ahead and bring up our first caller here, Rick from Ohio. Rick, how are you tonight?
Hey, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Oh, pretty good. You? How's your pumpkin
I have
day?
A bit of a cold here. I mean, I sound worse than I feel.
Yeah, I've got a bit of that, too. Hey, I lay that out to laziness and cowardice. People want to piggyback on the shirt tail of a massive, unprecedented Jewish hate propaganda campaign by just going along, yeah, Hitler's the bad guy, so we'll cast the bad guys as we see them along with Hitler, the bogeyman. And that's laziness, and it's also cowardice because it's very immoral. They're denouncing the man who fought the international bankers and lumping him in beside them. That's dishonesty.
You know, Rick, it's interesting because I remember talking to, and I'm not going to name the guy and embarrass him because he's kind of a friend of mine. I've known him for many years, not real well, but a pretty well-known guy. And he's been involved in a lot of public relations endeavors, and I was with a group of people about a year ago in which he was in the group, and several of us were kidding him about the fact that he's always talking about Hitler. He's always talking about Hitler and the Holocaust and this and that and Hitler and the police state and this and so forth. And, you know, he said to me very frankly, I'm paraphrasing now, but he basically said, yeah, I know there's a lot of that stuff about the Holocaust is exaggerated. And he says, yeah, and I know that, you know, Hitler was really what we would call in America. He was really a patriot. He was a German patriot, but, you know, kind of like most patriots in America who are active in the freedom movement, had the same kind of thinking. He says, but, you know, he says the mass media has so inculcated people with the idea that Hitler was a bad guy that it's really convenient to bring up the image of Hitler because that puts it in people's mind, that it reminds people that the perception is that Hitler was a bad guy. And if you link Hitler to the bad guys in America today, that helps our movement. And, you know, I mean, well, here we go to the break already. I did all the talking. Hang on there, Rick. I'll be back. You'll be back. We'll all be back. God bless you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We had to have Rick on the line from Ohio. We were talking about this, well, I described a very real conversation in paraphrase with somebody whose name, if I mentioned it, probably most of the listeners would be familiar with. Somebody I've known for a long, long time, and I've worked with him in some of his projects, and, you know, he's a good guy. I don't think he's a Jewish agent. I don't think he's a Zionist agent. I don't think... But, you know, the fact is, he thinks it's a good idea for public relations purposes to slam Adolf Hitler.
Michael?
So, Rick, you know, I mean, you've put your finger on exactly what it is.
Michael, I'll tell you, I could not tell you the number of times I have been around 40 or 50 people who carry on just the way the person you're describing, and yet when I get them in private, every single one of them will tell me, look, I know that's all bull. But, again, mm-hmm. they're riding their shirt tails, and that's pure cowardice and laziness, in my opinion. And I think it's disgraceful.
Yeah, it is, because, well, go ahead, Rick, yeah.
People are afraid to talk about somebody who did something good if they're blasted enough by the media. You're never going to beat the media unless you stand up and defy them and expose them for the lies they are promoting.
Well, you know, the same thing applies to Jim Trafficant. People say, well, you know, he may have been a good guy, but everybody thinks he's a crook, and everybody knows he got convicted on racketeering charges and bribery charges, so why would you want to lend your credibility to defending someone like that? Well, the fact is, he wasn't guilty.
Where's the backbone on these people? Where's their spine? Where's their moral character?
I would add, too, you know, David Duke spent a year in jail, and I want to tell you, I looked at the David Duke case. That was a put-up job.
That was a silence him for a while job.
What's that?
I said that was simply to silence him for a while.
Yeah, you know.
It was right before the Iraq War, wasn't it?
What's that?
I said that was right before the Iraq War. They wanted him out of the way.
I don't remember the timing on it, but I can tell you this much, that there was a lot of motivations involved there, not only to hit David Duke, but they were trying to play some games with the Louisiana Republican Party as well. There was some internal stuff going, all sorts of little tentacles in that whole deal.
Yeah.
And they put David Duke in a position where either he could go to trial before what would almost certainly be an all-black jury and get convicted and get a long prison sentence, or he could plead guilty to one or two counts and take a reduced sentence. Well, what do you think he's going to do? What do you think anyone would do?
Yeah. Well,
as I say, I'm not going to not defend people because it's not I'm not going to refuse to defend someone because people say it's not you shouldn't do that because it'll make you look bad. I mean, you know, if we applied that standard to everybody in the patriot movement in this country who's ever been charged with one thing or another, I mean, then we would not be defending any of our fellow patriots who have been railroaded time and again on a variety of charges that were just not legitimate.
Expediency is the watchword of the cowardly. Getting back to this major story, though, the major angle here, people are saying that a lot of these right-wing parrots, and that's all they are, lazy parrots, repeating something that was nothing more than communist Jewish propaganda from the 1920s and 30s, and they're repeating it over and over again, casting it out there into the patriot movement of America today. All they're doing is confusing people with communist Jewish lies and slanders.
Absolutely. I mean, you've just, again...
You never see these people talk about the banks that were in the Kremlin, in Red Square in Moscow throughout the 1960s and 70s, the Chase Manhattan Bank, and these other banks that the Bush family was involved in. They were right there in the Kremlin throughout the 60s and 70s and the 50s and 80s. You never hear them mention that, though.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. It's the Red Front that has always been the ones that have been in league working for the international bankers. They were founded by the bankers.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Always, from day one, they always wanted to take the center stage of propaganda to swing all the working class and the lower classes under their sway, and anybody who wasn't part of their gang, they denounced as, what else, tools of the capitalist.
That's right.
That was a standard phrase, and it was all bunk. Let me read you just a couple of paragraphs here from Adolf Hitler, if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is in Mein Kampf, in chapter 10. A grave economic symptom of decay was the slow disappearance of the right of private property and the gradual transference of the entire economy to the ownership of stock companies. Now, for the first time, labor had sunk to the level of an object of speculation for unscrupulous Jewish businessmen. The alienation of property from the wage worker was increased ad infinitum. The stock exchange began to triumph and prepared slowly but surely to take the life of the nation into its guardianship and control. The internationalization of the German economic life had been begun even before the war through the medium of stock issues. To be sure, a part of German industry still attempted with resolution to ward off this fate. At length, however, it too fell victim to the unified attack of greedy finance capital, which carried on this fight with the special help of its most faithful comrade, the Marxist movement. In proportion as economic life grew to be the dominant mistress of the state, money became the god whom all had to serve and to whom each man had to bow down. More and more, the gods of heaven were put into the corner as obsolete and outmoded, and in their stead, incense was burned to the idol of mammon.
My God, that could have been written by an American patriot opposing the New World Order and the role of
like
international
that written
banks.
By Congressman Charles A. Lindbergh, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Rick, you know, you are dealing with facts here, not myths. And these kind of facts demonstrate just how mythical these myths are. And
I guarantee stop reading these reprinted communist Jewish propaganda books with the name of a right-wing patriot slapped on the cover, and they went and started reading Mein Kampf and a few other books by National Socialist people from the 1920s and 30s, they might get their heads cleared out.
You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, Rick, could start by going to Amazon and typing in George Lincoln Rockwell and getting his book called This Time the World.
That's an interesting book. That's dedicated to our old friend West Hooker.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right, Rick, good talking to you. Very good call. I appreciate that. All right, let's go. We have another call in Ohio, and that is Bill. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Michael. How are
you doing?
How are
you doing tonight, Bill?
Hey, doing fine, Michael. How are you doing?
Well, I'm coughing my way through the program, but I'm alive, yeah.
Get that black pepper out, my friend.
Yeah, I should, actually.
A little saline actually works for me, a saline spray, and I take those zinc lozenges, and those seem to actually do the trick pretty well.
I actually took some zinc this evening, and I was talking to the local health food store druggist today about saline. That's right.
Yeah, it does work. If you catch it early enough, it does. So, hey, I just wanted to tell you that I did catch the Dr. Duke show. And I'll tell you, he's such an articulate fellow. The more that I listen to him, and I really don't have a lot of experience in listening to him, but the more I come to appreciate his vast knowledge and his ability to communicate his point and just how articulate it is. It's just a shame though that he has that stain of the luminous KKK, and really he needs a PR makeover. I was thinking maybe he could get the same firms that Israel is using for their PR makeovers. Perhaps, you know, become like a Jews for Christ organization or something like that. And,
that's the whole thing. You know, if they, I just saw an article about this today, you know, talking about all these people. Now, let's face it, Barack Obama's good friend Bill Ayers, this is the guy who tried to bomb the U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon.
Right.
And I hear people explaining that away. Now, David Duke, although he was involved in a Ku Klux Klan group.
Right.
That group was never involved in any violence. David has never been charged with acts of violence or conspiring to commit any acts of violence. You know, and, you know, hey, look, and I'm not defending the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan back in the 1920s burned crosses to target my grandfather because he was Catholic and he was bringing Catholic workers in to work on the railroad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you know, I mean, I when I hear the term KKK, you know, that brings to mind a lot of things to a lot of people, you know. But the fact about it is, you know, they want to attach the KKK thing to David Duke, but they don't want to hear, they don't want people to actually hear what he has to say.
That's funny, Mike. You know, it is funny how these words will conjure up these images, whether it's Hitler or KKK or the Inquisition. You know, the Inquisition was a glorious time. That's when the one group that kept these people locked in caged ghettos for 1,300 years went about trying to make sure that they weren't infiltrating that group. They held 150,000 trials, 3,000 people were put to death rightfully, and the rest were fined or jailed or expelled. You know, really, that was a glorious period, and in my opinion, we need to return to that. That's what this country needs. Let's face it. We need a dictator who's going to clean house. Joe McCarthy, the more I think about it, the more brilliant I think that man was. He knew of the subverters and the infiltrators in our midst, Michael.
Well, Bill, I tell you right there now, I'm going to have to make sure you get a copy of my book, The Judas Goats, because I have a chapter in there on Joe McCarthy. There was much more to Joe McCarthy than meets the eye, but on the basic point that you're making, I agree with you.
I know, yeah. Roy Cohn, I, you know, sadly, I know that he was his sidekick, and and all of that. I'm aware of that, Michael. I'm just trying to make a point.
Okay.
And it's with a broad brush. But I did want to get your opinion. This is something that I've wondered for a long, long time regarding World War II, Germany, Hitler. I know that the Warburg family lived there in Germany and lived there safely. And I'm wondering, can you comment on that or just give me your take on that? As far as I know, they were not at all under any danger. They weren't
You know what it comes down to, Bill?
What's that?
The fact is that a lot of these families, you know, they were very international families in the first place.
Okay.
You know, a lot of them left Germany, just like 300,000 Jews left Germany.
The ones with money left.
Right, yeah. In fact, actually, if you look at it, I think you'll find, I don't know the exact numbers on this, but the vast bulk of Germany's Jews got out of Germany a long time before,
of course,
before the war. Yeah, because Hitler came to power in 1933. The war didn't begin until 1941, and so that's why families like that. I mean, they had the money. You know, all they had to do was go to their house in Paris or move to their house in London, or you know, and yeah. I mean, that whole story about there's a whole phony book out there about Sidney Warburg financing Hitler. That's another one of these concoctions that somebody came up with to try to
marginalize and I think to demean Hitler and his message.
Yeah, it's another case of that. So, but as far as the Warburgs, yeah, there is a very interesting book on the Warburgs which I have, and I need to pull that off the shelf and just see specifically what they say about the state of the Warburgs, so to speak, during the Hitler era, and I'll comment on that one night next week.
Okay, that'd be fun. That'd be
all
fun.
Right,
yeah,
Bill. Thanks for your call.
You've had a great guest on, and I really appreciate it, and I hope you feel better.
Yeah, so do I. I will. I'm not feeling that bad. Okay, we have Yvonne in Nevada. Yvonne, come on up.
Hi.
How you doing?
All right. I'm going to skip what I started to say.
Okay.
And come back at a later date. I thoroughly enjoyed... who are you just talking about?
David Duke.
Mm-hmm. No, David Duke, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard you had him on another time. And when all of that brouhaha was going about and I heard him on TV, I really didn't believe that he was the man that they were painting him to be. And the first time you brought him on, I was just delighted, and last night as well, you know, to just further cement that. And there is another guy that will go through history as a terrible person. And are you there?
Yes, I am. I was just thinking about your point. That's interesting, yeah.
Okay, and also about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished reading David Irving's book on Hitler's war.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, he is a trustworthy person, is he not?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He went all the way through the book. None of us can be unbiased. I don't care how hard we try.
Right.
But out of all the books I've read, he is the most unbiased person. Author, and
absolutely.
Never, ever, any place in that book did. In fact, he continually said that Hitler never ordered the extinction of the Jews. That he told Himmler to send them east. And that he would deal with the Jews after the war. And Himmler, like many of Hitler's trusted military that was around him, nobody listened to him, and including Himmler. And he was the one who had done some of the atrocities to the
Jews.
Well,
you know, even and I'm not an expert on this, but see, even there, Yvonne, when you start getting into the details there, that's when the devil is in the details, and you start to find the stories, those stories in and of themselves are just absolutely full of holes. But that's a that's another debate for another time. But your point is absolutely well taken. So incidentally, Yvonne, got to go to a break here in a minute. I'm glad you called because I want to tell you that just a day or so ago, I stopped down at the American Free Press office. And I played the relevant portion of my program where you called in a couple weeks ago. I played that for several people on the staff, and I want to tell you they very much appreciated your input.
They did? They didn't get angry?
What's that?
They didn't get angry?
No. People understand the truth. That's why they listen to RBN, because they can handle the truth. All right,
good.
Thanks for your call, Yvonne.
Okay.
On to the break now,
all
folks.
Right, bye.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. We can bring up one more caller. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We have Dave from Massachusetts.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, just the fact that you use black pepper proves that you're not a racist, Michael. If you were a racist, you'd use white pepper.
I guess so.
Michael, you know, I want to talk about all these subjects. I want to talk about Johnny Loftus. I want to talk about Hitler. I want to talk about David Duke. But let me say this just as far as since the election's coming up. I'll tell you something that really bothers me, Michael. And right after I complimented David Duke on having about the soundest judgment of anybody that I know of on the planet, he went ahead and talked favorably about Chuck Baldwin.
But, that's right. I know you have some concerns about Chuck Baldwin.
Yeah, and you know, as long as these Zionists are in control, his Zionist buddies, his Zionist mentors, he can talk all he wants about that Constitution, but
let me say something in defense of David, because it's funny. I just had a conversation with somebody earlier about something very similar. You know, I tell you, David may not be aware of, I mean, I hadn't even been aware of what Chuck Baldwin had written, which raised concerns in my mind until somebody brought it to my attention. Maybe it was you. And then, of course, you certainly have talked about it on this program, and I share your concerns 100%. So in the particular case of David Duke, it could very well be, you know, David is flooded with emails, flooded with letters, flooded with phone calls, and like, he is a human being. We sometimes forget that we're all human beings here, most of us, with the possible exception of Eric Hufschmidt. But a lot of people don't absorb all the information that's out there. So that could be why David might have been inclined to say something nice about Chuck Baldwin.
Michael, let me put it very simply to the people, and I think this will resonate, and I think this will hit home. Okay, Christians for centuries have had the Nicene Creed, okay? Now, the religious right, they have the neocon creed, okay? Now, I'm going to compare the Nicene Creed to the neocon creed, and Chuck Baldwin has espoused the neocon creed. Now, listen, in the Nicene Creed, it says we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, in the religious right, neocon creed, they say that they have Bush the Father, the Son, and Bush the Unholy Ghost. And this is the God, and this is the God that Chuck Baldwin has been worshiping. Into his record, and you'll see that he was a supporter of the Bushes. He's in support of Bush the Father, Bush the Son, and Bush the Unholy Ghost. He's just a Johnny-come-lately, and I'll tell you, the best way for the enemy to control the opposition is to lead it. And he could never say what I'm going to say right now, Michael. I go on record as saying Israel isn't real, period. I go on record as saying Israel is the end-time satanic counterfeit. It's an antichrist state waiting to receive her antichrist. They're gonna call it their Messiah, but Christians know it's going to be the antichrist. But Chuck Baldwin could never come right out and say what I just said, because he's a Zionist.
You know,
and
what,
he,
Dave, I'm sorry to say it.
The unholy Trinity.
But I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right, and that's going to upset a lot of people. But, hey, that's what we're here to do. All right, thanks for your call, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good weekend.
In Matthew 20.